And all eyes on the government today as the country waits to hear what additional strict new measures will be imposed to tackle the continuing rise in COVID-19 numbers. The country's already at level 3 with visits to other households discouraged. Cavan, Monaghan and Donegal already at 4. So how far will they go today? Level 4 everywhere or follow the NPHET advice to a full 6-week level 5 lockdown? What about construction sites, creches and schools? What about sport and the GAA Championship? Here to tell us more of what this day will bring is our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. We know, Paul, that they're going to act. They're going to act decisively because Minister Simon Harris has said so. So how will this day unfold?
Well, there's some things we do know. First of all, we know something about the plan of meetings. There's going to be a subcommittee meeting of cabinet, and that's going to involve the three coalition party leaders, plus the ministers for health, finance, public expenditure, Simon Coveney, foreign affairs as well. And they're going to effectively try and narrow differences because there are still outstanding differences on the approach to take. And that's probably going to start sometime between 10 and 11 and go on for 2 or 3 hours. Then they're going to draft up a proposal which will go to cabinet. And I think the earliest that could happen at would be 2, more likely 3, mid-afternoon. And then there's going to be a full cabinet meeting in which they have to decide on this decisive plan. And that's going to run on for quite some time because there are many, many questions left about what they're going to do. So I think it's probably more likely it's going to be 9 o'clock tonight before the Taoiseach Micheál Martin walks down the steps of government buildings to tell us what his plan is.
How decisive will decisive be?
I think it's pretty clear that they're going to really raise the stakes now. We are going to go to at least a level 4, if not elements of level 5 included. I think effectively it's going to be this so-called level 4 plus. But just exactly what measures are contained inside that, we don't know. So, for example, here's some questions that are still outstanding rather than decisions that the cabinet's going to make. We don't know, for example, how long these new restrictions are going to last. Will it be 4 weeks or will it be 6 weeks with a possible 3-week review? We don't know what their definition of essential work is going to be. People who can continue to work despite the restrictions being put in place, like, for example, will construction be included in this? What is an appropriate bubble? How many people can visit homes? We know that there was a particular emphasis from government to make sure that people who were living alone would get social visits, that they wouldn't be isolated. What is that going to mean in this new level 4 plus? And what is an appropriate distance for people to stay? Under level 5, it's 5 kilometres. Could it be 10 kilometres, given that we know that schools and colleges, they're a priority and that they're going to stay open? And then what about those financial supports, the things the opposition parties have been talking about a lot? Will there be mortgage payment breaks like we did have in the early days of March and April? Will the PUP payment be restored to €350? Those types of questions. So all of that material, all of those questions still remain to be answered, and that's why I think there's an awful lot to be discussed both in the subcommittee and full cabinet, and it's going to take some time before they've got it resolved because there are clearly different views on these matters.
Another point as well, Paul, what about enforcement? Could we see some new measures around enforcement?
Well, on enforcement, there was due to be a cabinet meeting on Tuesday, tomorrow, in which they were going to look at graduated penalties. In other words, code for on-the-spot fines. They felt that going to court would be too cumbersome, and particularly if you're in level 4 and 5, there mightn't be any courts. Now, as I understand, there's still active engagement on that issue between the Departments of Health and Justice. It hasn't been finalised, but it could be finalised today, or it could be left until tomorrow. But even if it isn't finalised until tomorrow, I think people will want to know what is going to happen if people don't buy into this plan, if they don't actually do what they're supposed to do, because there is a clear sense that the sort of we're all in this together feeling in March and April isn't the case today as we stand.
Another question though, whether it's level 4 plus or level 5, they need a plan to how we get back out from this. How are we going to get out of a lockdown?
I think that's absolutely crucial, Mary. I think they have to communicate a few things. What is the plan? Explain the logic of having a hybrid plan of level 4 and level 5. Why not do what their own plan says and go for one rather than the other? They have to be able to explain, you know, what is success going to look like, to quote Simon Harris? What is it that we're trying to achieve? And then, as you just mentioned there, how we're going to step down from these restrictions so that there's some form of like an aim we want to get there. I mean, the Fine Gael ministers having a conference call yesterday morning, and one of the key things they had was that they had to secure public buy-in when they announced these new measures, and they also needed to communicate a sense of hope and confidence. And I think that will only flow from if people know what's involved, what they have to do, but also, as you said, how we're going to get out of it and maybe break that cycle of opening and closing the economy.
All right, Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent for now. Thank you very much. Much more to come on what's ahead today, including Minister Thomas Byrne and the Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald.